Good morning, Bev.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Bev, can you tell us about these new life jacket requirements?
Yes, of course. Under the updated regulations, wearing a life jacket is mandatory under the following situations. So if you're boating alone or with children under 12 years on an open boat less than 4.8 metres while underway, if you're crossing designated coastal bars in an open boat, as well as in any open area of a boat of any length and on certain craft, if you're boating between sunset and sunrise in an open boat less than 4.8 metres in length while underway, or if children are aged 1 year or under 12 months, they must wear a life jacket when on an open boat or in an open area of a boat of any length while it's underway. These rules apply to various vessels, including small sailboats, pedal boats, rafts, including inflatables, rowboats, excluding surf boats by Surf Life Saving Australia, and sea-soaked surf kayaks.
And Bev, why have these rules been introduced?
Well, Rosemary, it's about turning close calls into safe returns. In the last 5 years, 64 people have died in boating incidents across Queensland. But here's the kicker. Only five of them were actually wearing life jackets. That's why the government's tightening the rules, because too many people are getting caught when things go wrong. And let's face it, when you're out on the water, they can go wrong very quickly. This isn't about spoiling anybody's fun at all. It's about making sure everyone gets home safe.
Now, are these changes just to life jackets themselves?
Yes. Yeah, so starting from September the 1st, all life jackets must comply with the current Australian standards AS4758. So if your life jacket is older or showing signs of wear or hasn't been checked in a while, it's a good idea to inspect them now. Look for the label. It doesn't clearly state AS475, it won't meet the new requirements after September. It's also important to ensure that your life jacket fits properly, particularly for children. A well-fitted, compliant life jacket can make all the difference in an emergency.
And Bev, tell us, what is the advice from the Royal Life Saving Queensland?
Well, Royal Life Saving Queensland fully supports these new life jacket regulations. Based on their extensive experience in water safety and drowning prevention, they emphasise that wearing a properly fitted life jacket is one of the most effective ways to reduce the risk of fatal incidents on the water. They also encourage boaters to regularly inspect their safety gear, particularly life jackets that haven't been used in some time. A damaged or poorly maintained life jacket, such as one with a broken buckle or faulty zip, may fail when you need it the most. More importantly, they advocate for normalising life jacket use, especially for children. Just as we've embraced seatbelts in vehicles, making life jackets a standard part of boating behaviour helps build a stronger culture of safety in the water.
Absolutely. And where can people learn a little bit more about this to get prepared?
Well, you can head to Maritime Safety Queensland and Royal Life Saving websites for all extra information and tips on choosing, fitting and caring for life jackets. Life jackets aren't just for when things might go wrong, they're for when things do. So you're heading out after July the 1st, clip one on, make sure it's part of your routine. Just like putting on sunscreen or checking the esky, it's a simple move that could save a life or someone, of course, that you love.
We've been listening to Bev Hunter, a Senior Project and Training Manager with the Royal Life Saving Society. Now, there is a lot of information there. So if you need to listen to this again, go to the 101.5website.com.au and search podcast and listen again, because it's vitally important that we stay safe on the water. Thank you, Bev.
Thank you, Rosemary.